Yo, 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 it's Young Stacks in the building.
Poppy here, what's the deal?
And we're back for another episode of the behind the scenes version of SVI, because we missed y'all niggas.
I ain't miss y'all niggas.
Well, I miss talking to y'all niggas.
I miss you niggas.
So, we felt like coming on, saying what's up, giving a little razzle dazzle. Because it's been a while. Did you just turn around to look at me and then turn around like you was not a part of the show?
I am part of the show. I just had to look you in your face and laugh at you. I was laughing at what you said.
So yeah, we just wanted to holler at y'all, say what's up. We ain't really got too much to talk about. Whole lot of nothing.
Man, excuse me.
A little bit of everything.
That shot fucking me up. I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm here to talk about this Brent album.
Scott said he here for one thing and one thing
only. I did. I am. The only reason I'm podcasting is because Brent dropped the album. And I've revealed it long enough. I'm ready to drop my review.
All right. So, let's start with a rating. Because I want to start with the end.
I want you to go first so I don't sway yours.
Boy, you don't sway my opinion.
Whatever.
I'm giving it a 7, but it's a 7 because of a few factors that I'll explain later.
Okay. I'm gonna give it, I'll give it a 7.5. I'm gonna give it a strong 7.5, like it's leaning towards an 8 for me.
Okay, so a little backstory, real heavy Brent fans, so this view may be biased.
I got a Brent cape on right now. I'm here for this. I heard what you niggas was saying.
I was willing to pay $400 to see Brent during COVID. They gave me my money back because he canceled the show, but I was that committed after y'all niggas blew the ticket sales up after Fuck the World dropped, because tickets to see Brent was $58. And the next week after that album,
Niggas doesn't even fuck with Brent. That's the crazy part.
Niggas said $216 a piece.
A lot, man. I ain't even the guy to be like niggas wasn't, but niggas wasn't.
Niggas wasn't at all.
Hey, Jam, if you listen to my podcast, nigga, I miss you.
So, yeah, 7 and 7.5, leaning towards 8. Brent's album has been out since July 8th. So, at this point, it's been out a month.
It's been out a month.
It's had its time to simmer.
Right. Niggas have lived with it. You got an opinion by now. Hopefully, you went back to judge it. If not, you'd have said, forget, and you got your feels, but I'm here to give smoke to niggas that have been running their goddamn mouth.
Not smoke. So, I realize that Brent fans are either one or the other. Either you like him or you don't like him. He is the toxic poster child for R&B right now.
It's not toxic. He's not. I mean, it's not that it's not toxic, but what happened to love songs?
Do you feel like only certain people?
We gonna go to that next. I ain't even gonna do that right now. Brent makes decent toxic music. Like, I feel like you can push it up, take it up a notch. Women music, like I could go to Summer Walker or somebody and get my toxic. I'm sorry. I thought it was my turn. You went. You should have gave your take, bro.
No, you ran over what I was saying. So I feel like women.
I thought bro gave, man. Come on, man. Give your take.
I was asking you, do you feel like that, like you have to experience certain things in life to enjoy Brent? Like if you haven't been in a toxic place, then you don't enjoy Brent.
Nah, you can like the music. I feel like a lot of people listen to a lot of fake scenarios through music, rap shit, like a lot of different shit, and just imagine it. So I ain't doing that. I think if you like what it sound like, you can imagine it.
Okay, go ahead with your take.
I forgot it. Nah. Y'all, I forget a lot, so if that's what it said, that's what it said. Y'all got what y'all got out of that.
Wow.
We're going to keep going. I might find something else to say. I got a lot to say about it.
All right, so what's your favorite song on the album?
Bad Luck?
What's your least favorite song on the album?
Great Gatsby, Ghetto Gatsby. I called it Great Gatsby. Ghetto Gatsby. I won't even play that again. Like, I hate when that plays. Like, when that sneaks through, when I'm running a playthrough, I'm mad. I don't like that song at all. At all. He could have left that. Ask me some questions so I can get it off. You know I'm ready.
Ask me some questions so I can get it off. Okay, so why is Bad Luck the favorite?
At first, that wasn't my favorite song. I didn't like the song at first, but I listened to it again, and I was just like, damn, this nigga going on this shit. Wait a second. Then I got it to, so, yeah, like, fuck these bitches. These bitches is bad. Like, I'm bad mojo, yeah.
I kind of already know how you feel about the next question, but I'm going to ask anyway.
Okay.
Do you feel like Brent makes a consistent catalog of music?
No. I feel like he could have showed out here because of what, like, we was talking about it in the car. My mans was fucking niggas up in 2 minutes. Like, he's got maybe 4 songs that's over 3 minutes. And in the 2 minute spans, yeah, it's short and inconsistent, but if we gonna keep it a buck, this album was better than a lot of niggas' albums this year. So, what we doing? Like I said, we are having a biased talk, but he was fucking niggas up.
Do we need that other minute?
Yes. I put that on me. I tweeted this shit whenever the album, I said, is it crazy to say this album is too short for me? It's too short. Them skits, I don't mind it, but I roll with it. Like, me and Stacks believe, you know, some visuals coming. But I even roll with the skits. Like, do your thing. Chris Brown's album, phenomenal. First of all, Chris, an apology. I got it. Brent, sorry to do this. Brent, you my guy. Chris Brown, yo. I ain't even on camera. B, let me keep it a buck with you.
We on a first name basis. This nigga kills Chris Brown. This nigga said, "Hey yo, B, like we cool, nigga." That nigga's name is Christopher to you. Fuck,
Christopher. Let me tell you, I had an issue, and my only issue was, do you have growth left? Like, are you gonna be a better? Like, is this it? Like, niggas was knocking you. What can you do? And you did what I needed you to do. I needed you to make something like, I needed you to push your limit. And that last, the first half of the album with all them features, I think those were just fillers. I don't really care for that part of the album. I don't even, like, that shit ain't even whatever. From whenever that, I think that Blast feature can stay. I think a lot of people like that Tory Lanez. I didn't like that Tory Lanez feature. I wish the album was in front of me. Fuck. If when we get back on this shit, man, I need somebody to come in here, boy. We gonna have to talk. We gonna have to talk about some shit. Because I need some niggas to move some shit around for me.
Well, while you doing that, let me go on record and saying, while Chauncey loves this album, I still have not given it the fair chance it gets. I don't like it off the first listen. And what? I have not gone back. Oh, wow. And I'm the Chris Brown fan. I was like, everybody
I killed that her feature, too.
Everybody said, like, this the album, he back, and he doing, like, I didn't feel it, but.
So, from that Psychics song with Jack Harlow and that Show It, that Blast feature, them two can stay. But from Sleep at Night Down, we got his own separate album, and it's all fire. He could have kept the deluxe, though. Keep the deluxe.
How many songs was on the original?
What was it, like 23? 24?
I'm just really tired of these long albums, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I'm really tired of 24-track albums.
I'm not mad at it because I just complained about a short, great album. I got a good, like I said, if you chop that first album off, nigga, I got a great album from Chris Brown. I don't give a fuck about them features. Like, that's some shit for playlists and shit. If niggas want to build their own playlist and shit. That second half that niggas really ain't gonna hear. Like, that first half is for the mainstream. That second half is for niggas that listen to music. When you want to hear some shit, put that shit somewhere. Like, that's gonna play. That's what you need.
Well, I have to go back and spend a block on it, but on, off of my take, I ain't feeling it.
That sleep at night, fucking fire. What the fuck? That nigga left the planet. Left this planet.
So, is Brent still underrated?
Hell no.
No, he's not still underrated. What does he do next?
Brent is taking a very good route, I think, as far as, like... So, you know how, like, Future is? Like, you only see no. Future...
No, I don't know how Future is.
Well, I'm not going to expose that man then, but... Brent is like he's an under the radar dude. Like, you just see him pop up in places. Like, you don't hear too much about him. He not doing too much unless you want him to be heard. Like, oh no. Unfortunately, like, for Future, this wasn't the comparison I wanted him to have with Future. You know, Future got all the women things going on. Like, Brent super low.
He's the toxic rapper.
But Brent being an R&B, like, Giveon had the situation with the singer. Like, all these niggas be having, like, super low-key. Like, I'm gonna make music and keep it low. Like, that's what you want to do at this point. Like, it's so easy to get in trouble and shit. Like, just keep elevating. Like,
I can't wait for Brent
the niggas fan base now. Like, he don't, like, of course he got his core, but, like, he got a mainstream fan base now. Like, He's off into the stars now.
I cannot wait for him to go on a tour.
Yeah.
Y'all talking about a nigga singing every song. I know every song Brent has dropped. And I know most of the words. Y'all finna see a singing nigga on y'all story when Brent go on tour. I want you to just mark your calendars. You might have to block me that day.
I don't really care about none of you other people's music. I'm going to keep it a bean. I'm trying to see. Not really. Oh, yeah. Always. Always. That West Side Gun album was definitely solid. Definitely solid.
No.
Stove God Cooks. I don't know if anybody listens to West Side Gun or the Griselda or anything. But if you want to hear a nigga rapping, go look up Stove God Cooks. That's what I got to say about anything else.
Meg dropped today.
What's she talking about?
I did not listen. Meg dropped at midnight as of last night. I have not listened at this album.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Traumazine.
That went under the radar. What happened to the Future feature?
What you mean?
She had a Future feature coming, didn't she? What happened to that?
I don't really follow Meg like that to know. Oh, I just know
she I thought. You know, don't listen to me. Hate to step on that Meg album, but for the people that were still keeping up with me. No, I'm joking. The West Side Gun album was called Peace Fly God. And definitely check that shit out. Stacks, do you care about anything related to them, Tori and Meg, at this point?
No, and I just told somebody today, so it's so ironic that we ended up back on the mic, because do you know that I said, somebody asked me why I hadn't been posting or why we hadn't had a show, and we were talking about how niggas are popping up podcasting, no shade, but niggas is popping up everywhere podcasting, and anybody that thinks they have an opinion about something can, you know, podcast. And while that is very much true, you also have to have, you know, opinions that people want to hear to be able to maintain podcasting on a long-term scale. Like, you can't have longevity if you have dumbass takes all the time. It's just not going to work.
I mean...
So, I was having this conversation about, like, just podcasting in general and everybody feeling like they can do it. And I was like, I feel like for as much as I miss being on the mic, I got off at the right time. Because now it's shit popping up that I don't want to be associated with as a podcaster. And
they, the takes you're going to have to give, Stacks.
The circle back is, to answer your question, I said that in specific was one of the main reasons I was happy to be off the mic. I told her that verbatim. I said, do you know what single-handedly made me want to stop talking? Fucking Tori and Meg. I wanted to get off that topic so bad. I'm like, this is all that's fucking happening. This black men, black women war is finna keep going. I don't want to hear about these niggas. And every week is something new. Like, please, can we stop talking about it? But as a podcaster, you have to. My job is to keep up with it. My job is to discuss it. My job is to give different perspectives on it. And week after week, I was like, if I have to talk about these people one more time.
That was one of the things, I guess we can talk about stepping away for a second, shit. That was one of the things, like, personally, I was struggling with, like, what's the direction of this shit? Like, are we a news podcast and shit? And I'm like, some of this shit, I just ain't, like, I ain't no negative nigga, and I ain't trying to kick it about no negative shit all the time. And it was like, damn.
It was turning into a negative space.
Yeah, like, where the topics are going, like, how niggas is responding to the topics and shit. Like, I don't want to be no negative nigga and talking about no bullshit. Like, we just didn't need to talk about that shit. Like, everybody, like she said, everybody was coming up with that shit. Like, y'all niggas can have that shit. Like, I stepped away from this shit because it's time to come with something organic. Like, I don't want to just be in a group of niggas that's just talking about the same shit. I want to, like, I apologize. Oh, yeah. Podcasting was fun, though. Like, we used to have fun on this bitch. Like, we was sitting in the living room and shit, back where we was at, in the basements and shit. Like, we've been podcasting for a minute. Like, that shit used to be fun. And I'm not going to do some shit I'm not having fun with. Like, I'm really a nigga. It don't matter what it is. Like, nigga, it could be a person or anything. Like, if I'm not having fun no more, that shit dead. It's dead. And not that this shit was dead, but it was like, I can't do this right now. Like, I never not, nigga, I miss recording more than she do. Like, nigga, this is my shit. This is my computer.
No.
I keep it a butt like shit. Niggas felt like that. Unfortunately, like, I really feel bold. Like, niggas felt like that, but it is what it is. Like, shit, I'll take
and,
that.
And this year, we are accepting that this is Chauncey's show.
Hey, the next one is the next one is gonna be my shit though. Like, I ain't doing that. Like, if niggas, you know what I'm saying, I ain't even doing that on here. But you feel me? If that's the position I'm put in, then I'm with it. Like, definitely. Like, this time I'm not nervous. Like, I just want to make sure I'm doing it right. Everything this time, like, last year, everything for me was love and fly shit. Like, it gotta be fly. This shit gotta be fun. It gotta be fly. Like, we ain't doing no weird shit. I see a lot of people, like, niggas just do weird shit. Niggas just be doing some shit because other people doing this shit. Like, y'all don't know what y'all doing. Y'all don't know what this takes. And I feel bad for y'all because some people not good with failure. Not that I ain't or am, like, but I know some people, like, you try some shit, you not gonna get the response you want. And that shit ain't, you feel me?
And it'll deter you, like...
Podcasting, I'm sorry, Steph, I gotta get this off because a lot of people, like you said, are in this and don't know. Like, bro, you are putting yourself on a platform to receive criticism, to receive, you know what I'm saying? You're giving your opinion. You don't know what your opinion does or whatever to the next person and shit like that. Like, this shit real. Like, you putting yourself out to be blasted. And just like y'all do for people... anything, it could be some shit on Instagram and some shit y'all don't know, some people that you don't know finna come talk to you saying some wild shit, some weird shit. Like, you gotta be prepared for a lot of shit you didn't know was coming with it,
especially when you putting out a good product.
For sure, cause if you want somebody to, you kinda do want that, like, you kinda want that attention as well.
Like, podcasting is the one lane that good, bad, or ugly, like, you still want niggas listening. It don't matter if they hate you or not. You want to get to listen. That's the main goal for us is, nigga, did you click that button? Did you listen to the show / watch the show? All the rest of it don't matter. You cannot like what I said, but did you keep clicking?
Man, I want you to come talk to me on that bitch. Be in my comments saying what you ain't like so I can say something back to you. I wish y'all was on my Twitter. Niggas should be on Twitter. Niggas be on Facebook. I'm not talking on Facebook. I know the feds is on Twitter, but the feds on Facebook like a bitch, and I refuse.
Twitter ain't free, but Twitter is a little free.
Niggas be on Twitter just getting they shit off. Like, I would rather just... I ain't been talking on no platforms for real, but I'm on Twitter for real.
Talking about if y'all want to reach me, yeah, catch like, me on
if
the
you
bird.
Want, if you want to see me saying something slightly... Slightly, like, for real.
But yeah, in our reintroduction, I think...
And we coming back. Fuck is you niggas talking about? What the fuck?
In our reintroduction, hey. I think y'all will enjoy it a lot more. We gonna have it together. The next time we come back, we gonna have it together. I put that on me.
And shout out to Ink. She not here right now. What's the next topic?
Okay. So, we done covered why we... Well, not why we stepped away, but reasons for stepping away.
Cause fuck y'all. What the fuck? That's gonna be my new shirt. What the fuck?
So how do you feel about your hiatus? I mean, like, are you...
I miss y'all. I'm really lying. I really miss recording. I miss talking, like, but... Some shit, man, you just gotta, like, it wasn't meant for me to say. I ain't had shit to say. So, I ain't bothered by the hiatus. Like, sometime you need to.
Shameless plug, in the interim, we have still been working. This other shit still popping. So, just because you don't see us in, you know, recording realms and YouTube, catch us on other shit because we got a couple different businesses popping. Shameless plug number two. Monumental Second Annual Book Drive is now underway.
Hey.
Please follow all members of SVI for the links, the cash apps, the emails, the contact information. If you would like to be a sponsor, if you'd like to buy a couple book bags, if you just want to donate, period. We got an Amazon registry. We got a cash app. We got a Zelle. We got an email. Hit us up if you're a fellow business that want to get through on the flyer.
Shout out to Triple M, because what the fuck? I am not a... I can promote like that, but she talk better than me. I'd be nervous sometimes to talk to y'all.
Yeah, so that's officially underway. Donations are being accepted until August 27th on all of those platforms. Amazon registry under Chauncey Moore.
Hey.
Go
Monumental. What are we doing? If it ain't for the babies, what is it for? I can promote too. What are we talking about?
If you have any other questions, you can hit us directly. Please
directly DM
Monumental Mentor Program
on Facebook. On Facebook. Follow the page. Follow the page. Follow the page. Sub up.
Shout
out to Kayvon. I'm doing a lot of shout outs and shit.
This is the
shout out to Cal. Shout out to my mama.
This is the mid-year program, but we got some other stuff coming. Hopefully for the end of the year, definitely at the beginning of the next year. Also, if you have some children that need mentoring, hit us up. Because the point is, man, to get some mentoring going on.
To be honest, I've been mentoring Lowe's and wasn't paying how I was doing it any mind. I've been mentoring some little dudes for like 2 or 3 years now, and it is awesome. I do. I didn't know I liked kids.
And they love him to death.
Oh my God. It's the best.
I never knew that kids would be asking for him by a first name basis. Like, yo, they out here looking for you.
Yeah. It's about dope.
They said, where you at today? Why you ain't said what's up today?
Man, I got it. Man, I got at my little dog yesterday. I was like, what we doing? For real, like, I just, man, hey, and in light of, shout out to the neighborhood, in light of all this bullshit, I speak, what the fuck?
This your new phrase, and I hate it.
Oh, man, this episode is called What the Fuck? Sponsored by Monumental. Not associated with anything said or done through SVI.
No.
Separate entities.
Look, Monumental Media, not Monumental Mentor. Yeah,
please look up the domains, Dians, who, something.
What?
What's they called? Them.
What?
This ain't got nothing to do with that. Let's get back to the in light of the in the neighborhood. Everybody gonna keep talking about change, and ain't nobody gonna do nothing. And it's like, at this point, we got babies killing babies. Like, they just had the chase last night, running up to the Southfield Freeway. Babies doing that. Like, regardless
they
to...
They said one of them was 14.
I don't know none of the ages. Regardless to, and that's exactly what I was finna 14, say. 14,
17, and I think the other was 17.
We were babies when we was fucking 21. We didn't know what the fuck we was doing, what life was finna do, none of that. These babies are babies. If we ain't had nobody, and a lot of us didn't or don't, showing us, like, we babies. A lot of us don't got our shit together how we supposed to, blah, 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 blah. And we're a product of our environment now. At this point, it's like that. Like, we really look crazy out here. Niggas shooting at police and shit, like, that shit is crazy. It ain't no older niggas stepping in saying, yo, by no means do we shoot at fucking police. Y'all niggas are crazy.
But you know, the argument to that is always
let me get this mentor shit off for a second, because I'm talking to niggas right now. As niggas, as grown as men who not doing this or promoting it, look, got little niggas running around with pistols and guns and machine. These niggas got motherfucking switches and bro, I wouldn't dare. I don't even want to play like that. I got to get me a little rifle, my little couple pistols, and it's over with. And they never coming outside because we not playing like that. Y'all niggas supposed to be protecting home. Home. That shit y'all niggas out here doing is really crazy and disrespectful. Old people and shit still in the neighborhood. Niggas' grandmas and shit still here. What are we doing? It's crazy. Then, all niggas can say, oh, that's crazy. Ain't nobody gonna step up and do nothing. Like, bro, we gonna get a community. We need to get a community's little center or some shit. I don't care if niggas gotta meet in motherfucking community or some shit. Come meet up and talk about this shit. Squash some shit. We need some adults. We can go sit at a church or some shit so we ain't gotta be outside all that bullshit. Like, bro, squash this shit. Grow the fuck up and go home to your families, nigga. Niggas should be getting ready tonight, bro. Real just doing, I'm not from Ecourse or no shit. I apologize, no disrespect. Real just doing an awesome job promoting these kids and babies for the football and shit, cheerleading and shit right now. Like, bro, focus the energy where it's supposed to go. We could be thriving out here. I'm off it. These niggas crazy. Weird ass niggas doing weird shit. And I'll say it. Like, man, I'll go out there and step for us because this is nuts. Don't leave me hanging.
No, I just had to, because you said I'm off this, and then you had three more spurts. So
I was waiting, man.
Wait for you to be done.
You know how niggas get.
You was like the end of the bottle of mustard. You hit them with the.
I ain't playing, though. Like, yo. It's just crazy. Like, I wonder, do you know, you never know other, but like, damn, yo, people ain't say how I used to be out here. Like, it was never crazy. Like, yeah, everybody know it was dope dealers and shit like that. Like, bro, get your money.
But you know, they blame that on young niggas don't feel like they had nothing to live for. Young niggas is wild.
Bro, they ain't got no respect. We are not, man. I keep it a buck. I said this to my mama. Ain't nobody kids scared of their parents no more. Babies having babies and ain't nobody knowing how to, man. I was scared of my parents. That's what the real was. That's why I got respect and shit. Like, bro, I'm scared as hell I'm gonna get in trouble. These niggas ain't work. These niggas don't know what trouble is because we spoiled. Brats out here.
But
niggas get everything. I got a brat for a son. I'll keep it a bean. My baby can get whatever the fuck he want. A brat.
But you got to spend it back. That's because ain't no sense of community. Can't nobody get at nobody else's kids. Can't nobody say nothing. Half of these kids.
It's a way to talk to people, kids, though. Like, bro, that's not your baby. Know how to appropriately talk to somebody, kids. That's what I'm learning as a mentor. I can't say some shit that I would say in the house to my child to somebody else's baby. They'd come see me. What the fuck? I wish somebody would say some weird shit to my son. Yes, I got to step to you. Be respectful because it's not your baby. But have enough respect to say, hey, You are my baby. You got to know how the shit go.
But you saying that from a standpoint of logistics. Do you know how many people out here right now are literally mean, don't say shit?
Respectfully, your child getting talked to if they on some weird shit. If you not doing what you supposed to do, I'm going to grab your baby because that's not the way. I can talk to you too. Let's roll up.
Talking about after you done cussing me out.
Okay, now let's get to the next part because we need a new solution because your baby out here, wow, he your baby. This is what I tell my son. Let me disclose some shit I tell my son. You out here representing me bad. I am who I am. Like, bro, I don't know what niggas say or whatever, but when I walk out this bitch, I know what I stand for. Represent me better. Show me something. Y'all niggas need to be represented better. How dare my damn son, 14, how y'all? 14, 17, and who?
17.
What?
I think it said 2 17-year-olds and a 14-year-old.
My baby, I wish my baby would. Somebody calling me from jail.
Talking about keep from em. Jail.
Keep him. I don't even know who that is.
Talking about, you said, what? His name was what?
What? Call me back.
Talking about, he'll be there for the night, at least.
I'm a mother.
At least tonight.
Because I got to call my mom and see, should I come get you?
Talking about, I got to ask my mama. I'm still a baby. But ain't that crazy, though? At our age, I do not, not that I don't consider myself an adult.
I'm a grown-ass man, but still.
I do not consider myself so wise in those areas that I'm not still looking for my parents' advice. And I think that's the difference between our generation and the generation we bringing up. Because I feel like we were the generation that thought we knew everything, but because we're the generation that thought we knew everything, we're bringing up another generation who really feel like they can't tell me shit.
But I don't think we was the generation that felt like we knew everything. We just weren't. I feel like we were the generation that got their generation didn't have no freedom of speech and shit like that. Where you couldn't speak back and all that shit. We had a little bit more freedom and shit. We gave our kids that freedom.
We got freedom, and then we grew up in a time where we had access to other intelligence.
You got to think about the changes and shit that's happening. Like, bro, do you remember they was at a point they were saying you couldn't whoop your child and shit? It was you couldn't have bruises and shit in certain places and shit. Like, bro, what? They was whooping niggas in school when I was a baby.
I don't remember getting
whooped. Man, dude, and Visigar, they said Miss Duncan was whooping niggas. I'll tell you that she probably, Lord rest, you feel me? Come on, man.
I don't think I was getting whooped.
They said she was whooping niggas next door. I was in Miss, you feel me, class.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the kids is coming up now. Unfortunately, we got the whole babies raising babies thing, but I think the other thing is, like we already discussed, like a lot of these kids don't have no respect and they feel like they know everything. Like kids feel like they're grown a lot younger than they used to. At 14, I wasn't trying to be grown. I was grown.
They said, we even said that before, like is the shit is getting younger by every generation.
It's getting younger because their access is getting easier to access. Like I was just having that conversation today. We have kids like from the ages of 8 to 12 watching shit like BMF and Snowfall, and then we wonder,
man,
why they
got kids with social media accounts, TikToks and shit. My baby got a TikTok at 8. I couldn't believe my baby had a social media account. Like what the fuck.
So it's like you got all of this access, and then that's your everyday. You playing Fortnite, you playing Call of Duty, you playing GTA. Like, then you watching TV, your parents is watching Game of Thrones or BMF or Snowfall or P-Valley. So you watch, all you watch all day is sex, drugs, cussing, fornication, and guns.
And then you're not having the talk that you're supposed to be having behind it. Like, it's already outside, so it's not that they can't associate, like, at an age you can associate. I ain't gonna say, like, if you're watching with your babies, like, they might not know that this shit not real. So, I mean, at your digression, learn how to speak to them when it come to that, but have them talk. You can't have your baby match. I don't even want to get into it. I don't, because it's talk that, you feel me? Just gotta have. Especially now, like, with these guns and shit, like, y'all should be telling these babies, like, what the f-?
Can you stop saying what the fuck?
I'm gonna stop for you, because you told me to, but next, if I come back again.
Unfortunate for those young men.
Pray for the hood.
Hopefully they, you know, I mean, they ain't gonna have no choice but to learn, but hopefully they don't come out of this with, you know, resentment and anger. Like, hopefully you realize that this, like, unfortunately is a consequence to a badass action. Like, it should have been somebody there. It should have been somebody there the whole way where this shouldn't happen.
That tell you it's consequences to your actions. It's consequences to holding that motherfucker. It's consequences.
They tell you.
It could have been worse. You could have lost your life.
Yeah.
Like, God, look, like, you gonna pay the consequence of not losing your life with this.
They tell you.
Y'all niggas are nuts.
Shoot with the intent to kill. And I can't say you didn't shoot with the intention to kill that officer, but you didn't know that the war between police and civilians is way worse than the niggas you
messing with in the hood. You cannot. What's the word? It's just unbelievable. Like, how could you not be explaining to your kids what's happening around? Like, are y'all not? Is that not in your homes? They killing us, and y'all letting. Imagine the lockdowns and clamps police finna have to do to us because of shit like that. Imagine the regulations and shit they finna, the way they finna ride and terrorize the neighborhood for some shit like that. They just caught some young boys. That mean they can ride around high school areas and shit. They just patrolling, right?
And this is in no way, shape, or form trying to excuse the fact that police are gunning down our people, because that's a separate issue. But they one and the same, because this should never happen, because there should be somebody there telling you, hey, I get it. You might be angry. You might feel like this beef is worth it, but it's a whole nother war. Like, we are at war with the police force and you don't even know it. Detroit has not, to my knowledge, had one of these episodes yet, but this could have been it. And we wouldn't have been able to say nothing because you shooting at police.
I mean, I can't call it one of them because you're shooting at the police. They deal with. I'm not playing that. Oh, yeah, like they killed a black kid.
That because you sitting up busting down the freeway a police officer. They were supposed to. And I'm sorry, but that's their job.
Y'all, no cap. It was 9 police cars coming down motherfucking out of drive. I was getting off work. Like, shit be crazy. Like, whatever y'all do, man, pray. Find God. I don't even know if that's what y'all niggas into. Like, I ain't never gonna say this shit again to y'all niggas. This is a behind the scenes. I don't care what niggas believe in. Find something to believe in. Let me not even say that. Just find something. Find some peace, bro. I'm rolling up right now. I'm finding me some peace. Because it's like, man, this shit, we don't know what's next. Niggas, we are at the age where you can lose anybody tomorrow. Yeah. Now it's normal. Like, it was becoming sad and scary. Like, now it's normal. We're hitting that age where, damn, him too? Dang, that was and I don't want to lose nobody. So.
And last summer, it was getting closer and closer. Like, this year, it's one every week. And you might not be in my circle, but you in a circle of a circle for a nigga I know. Like, I'm watching people. My mama friends burying their grandkids. Mm-hmm. I know these people personally. Like, we mourning a funeral for your grandchild. Who's younger than me, which is crazy. Like, we losing high school niggas.
Yeah.
Left and right. It ain't even grown niggas with beef no more. Like, it seemed like the grown niggas and chilled out and took a back seat for a second.
I can't do that. I know how.
It's just not worth it. Like, y'all gotta know. It's not worth it. In the grand scheme of things, live life. See something. Get a little further. Like, if you want to fuck it up after that, can't nobody tell you different. But you ain't even seen nothing, baby. Like, live. Live first.
Know that it's more than the neighborhood, man. A lot of y'all just, I mean, last year, man, the pandemic was introducing people to get out of the state and shit for the first time. Like, tell them babies it's more than just this.
That's one thing I have to be grateful for. And it get on my nerves because every time I talk about, you know, moving or something, somebody always in my ear like, well, why are you staying in Michigan? But all my life, do you know that they have told me my entire life, like, get out of Southwest when you can. Like, not that it's not, but it's just more to see. Like, not that this is not home, not that this ain't cool or whatever the case, but it's so much more to see. Go see something. Like, this will always be here and this will always be home. And as I got older, I realized, and it don't change. Mm-hmm. You ain't missing nothing at home. And I hate saying that about my city, but you're not missing anything here. So go experience something new. It's still going to be here when you get back, doing the same thing it's been doing for years.
Getting old like we are. That's literally all the neighborhood look like it's doing. Getting old.
It's going to be doing the same thing. I promise you, the same niggas going to be on the block that's a little bit bigger, a little bit older. Same old people going to be on the porch. Same little kids going to be running up and down the block. Like, go see life.
All right, we're in that shit here. We have 45 minutes. So most of this nigga's text hitting us with church. I done preached to y'all niggas. We done churched y'all out. I done brought God into this shit, nigga. This was behind the scenes. We ain't never giving y'all no shit like this again, so don't worry about it. Like and subscribe. Hit the comments.
And go find that back to school drive.
We out. Shut up. Because I ain't out. Shout out to my nigga Vine. Shout out to that Cold Red that's coming. Shit. Who else I'm plugging? Man, shout out to everybody. No hate. Mm-hmm. For real. A lot of niggas be going through hate and shit. I don't want y'all niggas to go through that shit sad.
Shout out to Triple M. Shout out to Photobox. Shout out to DJ Ink.
Shout out to the home team. We gone.